Jason Grilley joins us on Sports Byline, fine reliever for the Angels, and he's been in the big leagues for 15 seasons, and he has just written a book about his life, career, and challenges, and it's called Just My Game. You know, when people write books, they have various reasons for doing so. What was yours, Jason?
Mainly, like I said in the preface there, just it was a journal. I was just logging good memories, good things I wanted to remember and impart and share with my two sons. Just about life and what I went through, and hopefully share a lesson or two, whether it be a ride home from a little league game or something that they may be involved in. Just being a good dad, you know. Luckily I had a good one, and fortunately, and just so happens that he was a baseball player, a professional Major League Baseball player as well. So you know, baseball is definitely rooted in our veins as a family, the Grilley family. If my kids decide they want to try it and give it a shot, have a talent for it, we'll exploit it. But you know, the book's purpose was just mainly a journal that I reluctantly turned over to a friend who worked for the publishing company there, and he said it was good enough. And I had a lot of people in the game and a lot of you know, media that said, I think you need to tell your story. So reluctantly and less reluctantly, as it went on in the process, came to fruition. So.
As you had a chance to kind of reflect in your mind and about your experiences along the way, Jason, did you find out anything or have a new reflection on something that maybe you didn't have when you were experiencing it?
No, I think the pinnacle of my story, really, I mean, I've had a journey, and, you know, I think a lot of people, if they get into this profession or, you know, this in baseball industry and athletics in general, you know, you got to hang on for the ride. There's a lot of people who think that once you get to the big leagues, you've made it. Well, there's only so many people that have that $100 million-plus dollar contract, and there's a lot of guys that do make a lot of money, but the struggles of up and downs and the ins and outs of it. My biggest, probably, awakening was when I met Brianna, when I tore my leg, and I met a girl who I did not even know, much younger. And just by chance, the good Lord put her in front of my path, and I saw what she was going through, and it became more than the friendship that we developed, became more than just our love and passion for our respective sports. She was a soccer player. She had to get one of her legs amputated, and she's a soccer player. And to see the pain, we both were experiencing the pain of our respective sports being, you know, taken from us, but to see her, I had more of a chance, so to speak, and I saw her struggles, but I sympathize with her more because sports, you know, we put such this up on a pedestal, and I wanted it so badly. One, because it's the way I provide for my family, and it's been my livelihood, and it's all I've known. But to see a young girl whose college career and something that she was pursuing just totally erased just from a near-death experience, and she came out of it with just a lost limb and still was able to play. You know, she definitely was put in my path as an inspiration and motivated me. So to this day, I'm grateful Brianna came into my life and definitely gave me a new lifeline into what I do.
I'm going to make an observation here, Jason, and if I'm wrong, please feel free to correct me. Two things on your side that probably helped you a great deal. You had a father that played professional baseball that you're very close to. And the second thing is the disciplines that go along with being a highly skilled athlete, I've always felt has helped them along the way if they have to deal with some crisis situation. Am I correct in both those observations?
Oh, yeah, my father's been there always. Both of my parents have, but you know, my father knowing best of what it takes and that. But, yeah, I was lucky in both instances. Like I said, just having people in my court, very supportive. My wife especially, too, you know, being thrown into the world that I exposed her to, and we are a baseball family. But, yeah, having a good support team in this is very needed. And necessary.
Yeah, one of the things in reading through the book, you talk about being able to go out on the mound and kind of the atmosphere there. And you say in all sports, people dream of catching the winning touchdown or scoring the game-winning hoop. as time ticks off the clock. For a pitcher, especially a relief pitcher, the dream is to punch out the final batter to end a game. It's a glorious thing. But that's not something a lot of people can step into and do successfully. You have to have a certain mindset. What is that mindset for you?
Well, I think just going through the game's adversities, I think, you know, every relief pitcher will tell you that they want to be a closer. They want an opportunity to close and get those last three outs because, you know, I've done everything from the front to the middle and now the back. And here with the L.A. Angels, I'm doing something somewhat in the middle of the game when you know, there's runners on or in the seventh, eighth inning. And, you know, sometimes it is tougher than even the ninth inning because of just some of the situations you're thrust into. But I think all that, you know, conditions you for if you do. And like my story is, I got that opportunity, and once I got there, I wasn't ready to let go of it. I still am not, you know. I know I can close. I've done it. I've had success at it. And I'm going to fight my way back into it again. So, you know, I just guess all in total that everything really amounts to the experiences that you have and the confidence that you take with you from those experiences. You learn from them and it makes you that much more confident, even though you don't see so at the time. That adversity molds you.
Dennis Eckersley, who's a good friend of mine, once said to me, I said to him, what's the greatest asset a closer can have? He looked at me and smiled, Jason, and said, a short memory.
That's true. That's exactly right. You know, even sometimes batter to batter or pitch to pitch, you got to narrow it down. And you're a hero or a goat, you know. And you know what? If you don't like that situation, you don't want to close, truthfully. And to me, it's like that's where the fun lies. You know, the success and that edge of success is like you got to have this attitude where, you know, you don't, it's almost like, it sounds contradictive, like you don't care, but you don't care in the sense of like, if I'm going at it full bore and I lose, I know I gave it my all and everything went into it. I mean, you know, the guy that's in the dish holding the stick, he's up there getting opportunities to succeed as well, and we're both wanting the same thing. So, you know, luckily that's why I don't hit, because pitchers have, or supposedly statistically have more success. So, I just like that attitude that you get and the opportunity that you get at the end of the game. There's nothing like it.
Let me ask you about a special moment. 2013, the baseball All-Star game. For a guy that has gone the path that you did to get where you are, what was it like to be in the locker room with those other All-Stars?
There was a lot to take in that day. It was moving quite fast, almost like when you get your big league debut. I anticipated it a long time ago. I laughed because whoever, you know, named me to the Futures All-Star game, I was in the first one in Fenway in 1999. I guess I made them right, so that was a satisfaction in itself. But a bigger satisfaction than even being in that locker room was having my two boys on my lap at the All-Star game and at the Home Run Derby. And that was a bigger dream than anything in total, because I think what people don't realize, or at least what it has been for me, just what my dad shared, was able to share with me, and the time and that love, it's, you know, baseball brings that bond together. It's just something that you can do together, you share together, and to show my boys, like, hey, this was really important to me, to see my son just watching guys hit monster bombs and having them both on my lap, that to me was special, and I was able to share in that moment with them.
We only have 90 seconds left, but I think about Pittsburgh because as a kid I used to spend the summers in West Virginia and go up to Pittsburgh or Cincinnati and watch the ball games there. I'll date myself a little bit. It was Forbes Field back then. But anyway, tell me a little bit about what Pittsburgh was like with the success that they've recently had.
You know, the Pirates may have gotten rid of me, but I love that town. Pittsburgh is a wonderful place, and to just be part of that culture and give those fans what they've so long desired and be a part of it. They gave us a lot. They gave me a lot of love, even to this day. Just in being gone from there, it's just I have so much love and respect. I will always have love and respect there in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, it was great to change that and to see a ballpark that is now jam-packed and bring baseball and revive baseball, a love that has been long-standing there for some time. To bring that back was an incredible feeling.
In 30 seconds, what do you want people to take away from your book, Jason?
Just don't give up, you know, whatever your dream may be. Everybody's got their stories. That one's just mine. And if there's a kid or, you know, someone, even an adult that just having a hard time. I'm just trying to share my story that, you know, it's not always going to be the way you expect it to. You're going to go through some adversity and relish the adversity because it's a process to get to where you want to, and you have to relish the bad times because when you get the good, you're going to realize it was all worth it in the end.
You're always welcome here, Jason. I hope we can have another conversation about baseball, but congratulations on this book. I want everybody to check it out because it's a wonderful read, and as Jason just said, it will give you a lot of inspiration. It's called Just My Game. Thanks a lot, Jason. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
Reliever for the Angels, Jason Grilley, and of course played for Pittsburgh as well, played for some other teams. He was drafted in the 24th round of the 94 Major League Baseball draft by the Yankees, but he chose not to sign. Instead, he went off and played college baseball at Seton Hall. And boy, I'll tell you, he had one game when he was at Seton Hall. He once struck out 18 batters in a single game. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.